if I squint. Ladies and gentlemen, and fat people trying to look skinny, but only if you squint. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown, the podcast, brought to you by Barry. Barry Jasbera, the producer behind the masterpiece known as Emo Brown Weekly Show, and by myself, Esteban Garcia, the third, a.k.a. Shamps. We're here with another weekly show where Albert decided to join us. Welcome back, Albert.
Two for two.
You're 2 weeks in a row. You're 2 weeks in a row. We couldn't do without you, but more importantly, we couldn't do without Grasshopper. For all your medicinal, recreational cannabis needs, make sure you make that card clack. Get your money back. Head on down, pay them a visit, go online, set up an order, go pick it up. Super convenient. Don't have a debit card? They accept cash. There's an ATM in there. I don't know how much that ATM charges, but I'm pretty sure it's Vegas rates. Pay them a visit. Make sure you look nice. If you're going to look nice, there's only one place to shop. Head on down to the lower left. Theo Bobby, always keeping you beepities nice, crisp, and clean. Long and lean. Tribal streetwear since 1989. Go pay them a visit. Make your card clack. Get that 20% back. While you're there, might as well visit the other little homie, Isaac Ruiz of Silk Cloud. Get your gear in. And for all you do, Emo 30 is for you. You get yourself a nice little discount there online, or you get in on there. I'm parched. My mouth is a little dry, Barry. And when it is, I drink liquid death. Look at that, dog. I swear to God, we are turning into Wayne's World, bro. Yeah. We are turning into Nuprin. Small, yellow, effective. You are the Garth.
Big ass bag of Doritos.
Big ups to the homie Christian for all he does, keeping us quenched of our thirst for the official drink of the Emo Brown podcast.
Hey, what are you drinking out of, though? What's that in your hand?
This little social club mug for all of you that have not gotten it. We have them. We're sitting on them. Come on down to the warehouse. They are here. Come on down to headquarters. You're not from San Diego. You can't make it in. Please do not hesitate to shoot us an email, a message, a DM through Patreon, through Instagram, through anything. That way we can set up arrangements to ship it out to you. Or Barry, if you're here for 420, that's right. This Saturday, I believe I sent you a nice little image for that. This Saturday at 9 in the morning, we will be having our first ever yoga sesh, the 420 yoga sesh, brought to you by Grasshopper and Sluggers. That is a cool one, but there is another logo. I don't know if you saw it. I sent it to you in the email.
Was that in the email that you sent and didn't send again?
Oh, Barry. Well, while you're fumbling through your notes over there, I wanted to bring up a little Local Love Monday. Yes, we do Local Love Mondays on the regular, Albert.
Very, very
as often. Regular as you actually come in and show up. Mm-hmm. Today, none other than the Cuban Missile, the Black Belt, one of the head honchos at the Grasshopper, the man who writes the checks. Ladies and gentlemen, Black Belt David is here.
Hey.
Welcome back. Hey, you hold that microphone like it owes you money, fool. Relax. Loosen up.
Lighten up.
You're all right. David, welcome back, brother. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Don't get all soft the voice on me, bro. You represent one of the biggest profitable brands in all of Chula Vista. Say that shit with your chest. How you doing?
Great. I'm doing great.
There you go.
A lot better.
How you been, bro?
Great. Life's good. The dispo's good. Feeling good.
Yeah. You still rolling a lot?
Yeah.
Every day or what?
Three times a week.
Who rolls more, you or your kids?
My kids.
Yeah, bro.
My son trains like 10 times a week. My daughter, 5, 6.
That's ridiculous, man. Damn. 1 week has done more than me in 5 years. I stopped training jiu-jitsu when the pandemic struck.
When are we going to start rolling again?
ASAP, bro. That episode with Angel was an eye-opener.
Yeah, because he said you weren't prepared to take
not
care of your family.
Not necessarily because of
that.
What he said.
It was bold.
But what wifey said when I got home.
Oh, shit.
She was like, yo.
We need a gun and you
need
to train.
She's like, real shit? With shit popping off around the world, your ass needs to get over there and train with him. I was like, really?
Super
green light?
Necessary.
She gave me the green light, bro. So, yeah, we'll be going up to Sylmar to train with the Defense Strategies Group, hopefully within the next 2 months. But the ball is in his court now. So Angel's going to reach out to us and give us some dates.
He was supposed to do that last week.
He didn't.
I was ready.
Relax.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, don't wait to talk shit on him until he leaves. Say it to his face when he's here, bro. He will take your unborn child, he said.
Oh, shit. So guns and jiu-jitsu.
Let's
do that.
Guns handled jiu-jitsu. That's where we need to go in. David, tell us about National City Jiu-Jitsu.
Well, National City Jiu-Jitsu, it's It's been around for a couple years. My friend and training partner, Chris Ritchie, opened it up about 2 years ago. And
friend of the show.
Yeah, just recently we opened a new location in National City off of Plaza.
Hell yeah, bro.
And it's been going great. It's opened up in January and, you know, signups are up. And, you know, we're just bringing a good brand of jiu-jitsu to National City, you know, working with the community, veterans, and, you know, just a good environment, good family environment for the community. And, you know, just
how do Albert and me get involved? Do you guys have classes where it's for newbies? I consider myself a newbie.
Yeah, we have classes for all levels, all schedules.
Jiu-jitsu 101 per se?
Absolutely. AM classes.
Yeah, what is the time? What are the schedules?
5 o'clock.
In the
we
morning?
Have 5 o'clock Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. classes.
Okay.
Get out of there by 6:30.
That don't work for me. I'm at work
on your
at
way 5.
I'm asleep.
You're asleep?
Yeah. 10 a.m. classes.
10 a.m.? I'm getting out of work like at 9-ish, so 10 a.m. would work.
Kids okay. classes.
That doesn't work for me. Or Albert, he has an classes. Ankle bracelet that
I'm not allowed to be in the 500.
6 p.m. jiu-jitsu classes.
No, because I feel like that's when the heavy hitters come through, bro.
6 p.m. is where like fools that know what they're doing.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. Do you teach the 10 a.m. class?
No, I'm working. Who does? I'm a grasshopper.
What classes do you teach?
I teach Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
At what
Tuesdays
time?
At 6, Thursdays at 6, and then Saturdays I do like a little grappling workshop.
Okay.
Perfect for people like you.
Go ahead. What does that mean?
Actually, you've been training for a little longer.
What do you mean you people?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Newbies. Oh, newbies. Man. I wouldn't consider Steve a newbie.
That's right. I got cobwebs.
He's like an old newbie.
I'm a newbie.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to roll. Right? I've got 4 stripes.
That's
now,
official.
So damn, wait. Dog. I train at Chula Vista under the careful eye and tutelage of Professor George and Professor Ron. Mm. Is it okay if I train over there? I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah,
I don't know what the
friends.
Politics are.
We're all friends.
Yeah? Okay, so I can go over. Okay. So you heard it here first, Chula Vista Jiu-Jitsu. National City is vying for my services over there.
Yeah, and so you have 2 locations in National City?
No, just 1 new location off of Plaza. But on Saturdays, we do a grappling workshop. Basically, you just bring in your questions and I answer them, you know? And a lot of times in the jiu-jitsu space, a lot of newbies will get intimidated. You know, they won't ask questions. And in the past, there's been a lot of black belts that are, you know, they're assholes. They're like, oh.
Agreed. You know, I know a few of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer that or that's below me or whatever, you know? I don't want to be like that.
I was rolling with a guy one time and we were training. And I was like, this is not the time for questions. So I was like, whoa.
Time for sex.
So I just went limp, dog. I just said, handle, do your thing. And he did, fool. So
I was very intimidated.
He did, man. It's very intimidating. Jiu-jitsu, in a nutshell, is learning to be comfortable in an uncomfortable situation.
Absolutely.
That's all it is, bro. And minimizing space.
I went once,
and choking
dude.
Your opponent
Were you there
out.
At my one?
Yeah, I was there.
That was fun.
I was there, bro. We should do it. How do we get
should.
The tutelage of you on a special, like, you know, one-on-one type of
Let's
deal?
Let's do it.
Like, fuck. Like, real shit, though. Like, how many people do you want us to bring to make that a thing?
We should do a workshop.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to level up, bro. I'm embarrassed.
You should be.
But I don't,
about what, though?
Many things. Having you on the show for one. But, yeah, just not being able to just keep going. And now, with World War III upon us.
It's here.
I feel like I should learn how to do a collar choke. I feel like that's going to save me and the world, bro. Let's get down to grasshopper business, David. First off, thank you for cruising in. We appreciate you. 420.
Yes, sir.
An event. A 3rd-year anniversary. Tell us all about that. What can we expect?
Well, it's going to be amazing. We've been planning it for the last couple months. If you're not familiar with 420, it's basically like the weed Super Bowl, Christmas, you know, all of it all wrapped up into one. For us, we're very fortunate. It's our 3-year anniversary also.
Yeah.
So we always go all out. We are the first dispensary to open up in Chula Vista. So we always consider ourselves, you know, Chula Vista's dispensary. And so we like to give back. We do monthly events. And then 420, we go extra hard. We're going to have DJs all day.
Oh, who you got?
10 to 6. We got local DJs and then our headliners. We got Marquitos from...
What's up, dog? DJ Marquitos on me? That fool loves spinning EDM.
We
I have... I feel like I'm going to have to drop. Do you sell
Molly at the Grasshopper? And Fussible.
Bostage. Fusible. Wait, Bostage. I was in high school and I remember Bostage was a big name.
Yeah, they're old school.
Okay, well
but
done.
They're dope.
Right.
They just played an event at Secoot and TJ.
Bostich.
Centro Cultural Tijuana.
Bostich is a stapler, and that's where he got his name.
No way.
Yeah, I know a lot of things. What else can we expect at the 420 event, sir?
Obviously, we're going to have the best
weed
sales, BOGOs, percentage. 30% is probably the lowest percentage you're going to find that day. 40%, 50%. BOGOs. We're going to have tacos, tostilocos.
Who's providing the tacos?
Pepe's Tacos.
Pepe's Tacos. Dog, I'm coming.
Tostilocos, ice cream from Dilly's Ice Cream. We actually have him on Fridays.
Dilly.
Really good ice cream.
Too easy. That was too easy.
And then we have this Michi Boys. They do aguas frescas.
Oh, you had them or somebody else?
We had them on Tico de Mayo.
That's right,
Super bomb.
Very good.
So good.
You know what I don't see on there? It's going to be there. Emo Brown will do a live podcast that day.
That's
away
right.
from down there. The homie Barry's going to be holding it
in
down.
In the van like that one time?
We're going to take video documentation of
the We're going to do it in the bus.
In the bus this time?
Popping, dog. It's me and Javi are ready.
Let's go.
You take a little Javi with you?
Yeah, so Javi and Barry are going to be holding it down until I show up. Because it's also Dwayne's anniversary.
All right,
so Dwayne's anniversary. That's a busy day. Because in the morning, let's not overlook that we will also be having the 420 yoga sesh.
Oh, shit.
Sponsored by
cool.
Grasshopper and Sluggers. $10, you get a mat, you get a couple of pre-rolls, and you get to get your stretch on, homie. Warrior awesome. Pose, namaste, baby pose, all of the things, bro. It'll help that baby move along. So make sure you come.
She's sitting low.
Yeah, for 33 years, bro. Respectfully.
Respect. Well, I'll do respect.
I can't wait. We've been there before. We've been there in the past. It's been an awesome experience. But more importantly, what is it like operating a dispensary in Chula Vista?
Operating a dispensary in Chula Vista has been, the community's been awesome. Always supportive. The city's been really supportive. Operating a dispensary in general has been, every day is something new. As you can see, there's a lot of competition. At first, we were the only ones for about 11 months. Then March and Ash came along. And now there's maybe 8-9 dispensaries in Chula Vista. But, super competitive. Chula Vista has a rich history in black market dispensaries. So everybody's always looking for a deal. Everybody's always looking for the best price. This mile up...
Broadway?
Yep. Used to be called the Green Mile. Oh. One of the most sought out real estate in the whole nation for dispensaries.
Do we call it weed, cannabis, or marijuana? What do you prefer?
Whatever you want to call it. No, cannabis.
You are in cannabis, this
weed,
industry.
You know?
Do we say bong inside of Grasshopper?
Yeah.
All right,
can we say bong?
Dude, there was time. Absolutely. Once upon a time,
we sell bongs.
If you go to a smoke shop, you have to say water pipe.
Water pipes.
They wouldn't sell you that. Yeah,
we sell those. Yeah.
All right. How this competitive is 2024. Is it, bro? I feel like, there's certain businesses that are recession-proof, and it's usually derived in the vices, but marijuana, cannabis, weed is no longer a vice.
I would definitely say it's recession proof, but how profitable do you want to be? Mm. Do you want to be the best or you want to be,
How average? Is the cannabis market right now?
Cannabis market. So we opened in the middle of COVID.
Okay.
Right. And COVID was, I'm sure you ran into it. It was unrealistic expectations for the economy. Interest rates were super low. Everybody had those stimulus checks.
People that didn't deserve it had them.
The good old days.
I'm going to talk about them. PPP loans. Go ahead.
People were spending all kinds of money, and it was a good time to be open, And then as soon as those stimulus checks ended and all that ended, it kind of died down a little bit and reality set in. But it's the market's good. It's just about, getting new customers and,
how do you get new customers? What is your calling card? How do you attract new money?
Advertising. We got radio. We have billboards. We have text blast. But the biggest way to get new customers is
podcast. The podcast. Go ahead.
Yeah. Absolutely. That helps too. Having the best deals and the best prices, that's never going to fail.
What is some of the products that you are excited about, or what are the more profitable brands? What are people seeking out? And if you don't say Emo Brown, the pre-roll.
One of the best sellers right there. Emo
is it
Brown
really?
pre-roll.
Let me get that thing, bro.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Go ahead. Can we make an Evil Brown edible, dude?
No, this is not your platform. Let's do it. Sir. This is not your platform.
I can't smoke, so I want edibles.
Evil Brown topical, we'll do one of those.
Too. Oh, shit. All right, I'm in.
See?
Let's do it.
It's extending the fucking range of our products.
My abuelita, once upon a time, used to put marijuana inside of like a jar. With rubbing alcohol and some other stuff. Y luego con un pinche algodón te lo ponías como pomita, bro.
Para cortar?
Whatever, dog.
That's the best.
Right? That's old school shit, homie.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
I want gummies, dog.
You want gummies?
Let's go back to it. Let's go.
That's weird because people call you all gums, bro. Go ahead, David.
Damn, I'm just giving them to him today. Fuck.
All right. Products, you know, flower is king. It always will be. You know, I think the last time I came on the podcast, that was all about rosins. And, you know, you go through your phases. Rosins is basically pure pressed flower, and you get this little gooey stuff, and you smoke that, and it's basically pure concentrated.
That's that yellow stuff?
Right?
Kind of,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, earwaxy looking stuff?
Yeah.
See, all that stuff is crazy and scary for me. I can't hang. I'm 45. My tolerance is super low. I get anxious when I smoke. My skin starts getting itchy, bro. It's I think I'm allergic to flower.
It definitely takes some practice, you know?
My question to you is, do you have some low level, very, I can operate under the influence of this type of cannabis?
Yeah, we have like 20%ers, you know? That's
lower,
probably
lower.
18%ers?
Not there.
Lower.
More.
That dad weed.
We might have one or two strains of those 15%ers.
Yeah. Okay, 15%?
Is that a lot or a little?
I don't even know.
Shit. If that was an edible, like on the scale of a 5 milligram, 10 milligram, what would 15% be?
15? With edibles, it's different. You just take less of it. They have 5 milligram edibles. Like the average edible is like 10 milligrams, you know?
And then
low
average again.
If you want more effects, you take two of them, three of them, you know? Less, you just take.
My joint used to be the 2.5 milligram, like kiwi flavored edible. I used to get them from you guys. Those things were amazing. I just pop them shits all day, man. Be changing diapers, popping an edible.
Really?
Like every couple hours, I was doing it. Dog.
The best sleep I've ever gotten has been on an edible, dude.
Really?
Which one?
Right. Like just.
We have these Caminos.
And the best chicken, bro.
The El Caminos are the ones.
The Caminos are good.
It's not El Caminos, just Camino?
Camino.
Okay, Camino.
That's what I want, dog. I want something I can take at night, a little glass of red, go to sleep.
Yeah, they come with CBN in them. They're really good.
I don't like CNN.
But for products, you know, we have, you know, flower, pre-rolls, blunts. You know, it's always fun to see like new blunts getting rolled in like hash holes and
hash holes.
That's crazy, bro.
So basically, a blunt, right?
Uh huh.
With some rosin hash in the middle of it, and that it just smokes and it tastes.
What are the ones
that
have like rocks on the outside?
That's crack.
That stuff is good, dude. I never seen
so
that.
It's usually just diamond crusted. So they dip it in resin and roll it in keef or diamonds.
Shit.
So the THC
diamonds. I'm getting itchy just listening to him talk about it.
Will up the THC percentage.
How often do you smoke? How much do you smoke?
I actually cut back a lot. I don't drink very often. I smoke maybe once or twice a week at night.
Really?
You know, I'm just so busy these days, you know. I got the kids, I got Grasshopper, I got
Daddy
the gym,
weed, bro. Daddy weed, I'm telling you. Find some fucking 10% shit.
But it makes me enjoy it even more. You know, when I don't have anything to do, I kick back, I smoke a little pre-roll.
At your peak, how much were you smoking?
A lot.
Yeah? How much is a lot, dude?
I was doing like 4 or 5 dabs a day.
Dabs? What the fuck
Plus
is that?
Pre-rolls. You know, vendors come in, you have a meeting, let's go smoke a pre-roll, let's smoke a blunt. You know, our meetings were pretty much, you know, little smoking sessions, you know. But now,
that's crazy, man. I wouldn't be able to operate. If I'm going to smoke, I need a LaBella pastrami sandwich with queso. With queso. There's got to be a movie or a Padre game on, and that's a wrap. So basically, I don't smoke because I have too many children, and I have too many responsibilities now. And I feel like if I do it, it's game, set, match.
Yeah, I'm not to that point yet, but it's way more enjoyable when you don't have anything to do after.
Let's talk regulations, bro. What kind of regulations are you guys restricted under? What do you have to observe? New regulations that are coming out in the game? What's going on?
Well, the biggest ones are, you know, just the whole. So pre, It used to be Prop 215. So those were like all the trap shops. All you needed was a little Medi card to get in. And the biggest change.
Dude, do you remember that? We had to go to a fake ass doctor to get a.
My back hurts.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I got an ingrown toenail, bro. Can I get a card?
Yes, you can.
I can't sleep.
Sold.
Damn. I'm hungry.
That was a racket.
Absolutely.
Like at $100, $150 for the license or for your little card, you were able to get a. Whatever you want at any store.
Yeah, and the biggest thing switch between those days and now is taxes, tracing, being able to trace the cannabis from seed to sale.
What does that mean?
So
kind of like from farm to table type deal or what?
Basically.
But more so regulated, right?
Everything step of the way. That's grown is traced from seed to sale.
Shit.
Dude, like in order to be taxed and tested. So that's another big thing. So back in the 215 days, you go into a shop, you get some cannabis, and you wouldn't know if it was legit or not.
What does that mean? What are the ramifications of bad cannabis?
Flower can be sprayed with pesticides and stuff that you don't want in your flower, yeah. But not as bad.
I like my pesticides in my eggs, but like normal people.
The gummies and the vapes, most importantly, the vapes can be, you know, pretty bad for you,
okay,
if they're not tested. So they test them for everything, for metals, for pesticides, for anything bad, they'll test them.
But all that comes at a cost then.
Absolutely.
They're going to tax you.
Uh-huh. Is it true they tax every step of the way? Like, I was hearing a grower talk about that. Like, it goes from seed, and then the very next step, there's like another tax step.
So there's grower's tax, and then the distributors used to have to pay a excise tax, but that excise tax got passed on to the customer.
Bro. Oh, shit.
So there's a state tax, city tax, and excise tax.
Which step of this game is the more profitable one? The grower, the distributor, the retail? Where is it that you see the more profit margin in cannabis these days?
Well, from my end, you know, the retailer has a lot of the power.
All right.
You know, because you're not getting into my shop.
Y'all motherfuckers make unless you want to play, brands, huh?
You know, but if you're the right brand, you know, Gelato, Stizzy, you know, Falcon, those are heavy hitters right now in the game.
Sluggers.
Sluggers, absolutely. So
big up Gabe, big up Sarah.
The Emo sauce. Brown pre-roll.
Boom, boom, boom.
You know, you just have to be the right brand. But right now it's a tough time to be a brand. You got to have a lot of backing. You have to... you got to promo everybody out. You got to sample everybody out. You got to have PAD people.
P Diddy, what?
Patient appreciation.
I want P Diddy anywhere near my weed, bro.
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
Basically, people that come and sell your stuff at the shops. You know, you have to have a lot of support.
I see a lot of parallels between this industry and the beer industry.
Absolutely.
Things that stand out in the beer industry, always new, cutting edge, different styles of beer. Packaging. How does packaging play a role in the cannabis industry and in products that are trying to get into your spot?
It's a huge,
okay.
It plays a huge role because you can say your weed's good all day.
Go ahead.
You know, you can say, oh, this is the best. It smells the best. It's the best, right? But if it doesn't look appealing, people aren't going to want it.
I'm going to tell you a little something real quick.
Just a little plug.
A little plug real quick. Sluggers. One of the sponsors of the 420 yoga sesh that we'll be having here.
Those are dope.
I fell in love with their branding and their packaging.
You see the trading cards?
Bro, each one of their packages has a trading card in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get all the trading cards, show them what they win, Barry. I gave it to you a little earlier. You get one of these. You get one of these, bro.
Yep.
You
one
get
of those these tins?
Yeah. But when you open this, it's a baseball card pack, bro.
Those are dope.
This is like Donruss, 1989. Ken Griffey Jr. shit, bro.
I was born in 89.
Well, I'm telling you. And you open it up, you get the call of cards, you collect them, and you can get something like this.
That's dope.
That's all it is. And we're going to have another homie right now for Local Love Monday. Come on, Ryan Brooks. He's all things beer in San Diego. And we can attest that you got to stay fresh. You got to stay cutting edge. And you got to have great branding and just
absolutely
presence in the market, bro.
Those will be on sale on 420.
Go ahead.
Come and get some.
There it is, bro. What? Let me see. I'm so on top of the game today. How hard is it, or easy rather, to get a brand to be a part of Grasshopper? Who is the gatekeeper, and what are you looking for?
You're the gatekeeper.
I'm the gatekeeper. I'm the GM and buyer.
You wear a little
robe
and a crown when you're like,
no,
you will not,
you know,
pass.
But if it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense. You know, so
DJ Quick just, up in the house.
You gotta come ready to play.
What? Not, what? Timeout. Timeout. You got to come ready to play. What does that mean?
Deals. Deals.
Oh, payola.
You know, because again, the customer is looking for the best deal, the best price. You know, promo this, promo that. So you got to be able to play ball. You know, if the big brands are doing it, why aren't you? And if you're not doing it, you're not going to survive.
Wow, dog, you're cutthroat. That's I like that though. I like that.
It's just the game.
Yeah. What is one brand that you had high expectations for that just kind of sputtered out?
Don't do that.
What? He's the gatekeeper.
That kind of sputtered out?
Yeah, like, I expected
that no
a
longer
lot more.
Exists? Right,
I guess, yeah. No longer exists.
Gets on the game?
Shit. I don't know.
All right, well, let's
probably
let's
didn't make it in the shop.
What's the highest selling product? Is it a vape pen? Is it a Camino edible? Is it, what is it?
The Emo Brown pre-roll.
Mm. That Emo Brown pre-roll is elusive, bro. It's like a unicorn of pre-rolls. Anytime I go in there, it's always out. So I'm assuming it's doing really good. It's doing
super good.
Don't lie.
Super good.
All right, I believe
for
you.
For us.
Super good.
So good.
We need to create an edible. How do we create an edible?
Let's do it. Yeah? Let's do it. Yeah.
Just bake them at home or what?
A little
Emo
Brown
off?
Juice.
No,
and
they
got to
be licensed. But we'll get vendors to make them.
Yeah? They have white label edibles?
Yeah.
Shit.
You can white label everything. Body. Blunts, yeah. Pre-rolls.
Yeah. I white labeled Barry a long time ago.
I think he was white labeled at birth.
That's how that works.
Yep.
Poor Barry. Because if we're not picking on Barry, we're picking on Albert. And they go back and forth. I feel like
he picks on me more, but
he got a call. He got a talking to from his wife saying that he picks on you too much.
He does, and it honestly hurts my feelings. But
yeah, I'm not gonna stop. That's what I told her too. It's not gonna fucking stop.
But I get it, you know.
David, I appreciate you coming in here. Any final thoughts, final words as my local Love Monday?
I have one last David question.
Oh, go ahead.
Those smoking lounges, right?
Yep.
I know there's one coming to the South Bay.
I think National City somewhere.
Yeah, whatever that college is.
It's going
to
be open by Saquon. They're going to own it.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Get it, bro.
Dude, those guys are buying everything. SCSC. About a soccer team, some weed.
Go ahead.
Dude, all the.
Trevor,
yeah.
What's his name? Joe Musgrove
is involved in that?
He's got his own suite at Saquon.
No way. Yes, oh, that's
sir.
Right.
Yeah, dude.
So, like, how's. Is that going to be per municipality? Is that something like you have an established brand? You were the first. You've obviously done things, you know, that the city likes. So are they going to hand you one of those licenses? Are we going to be able to, you know, go down the street?
I think the only
smoke?
Ones available right now are in National City. And those, you know, those were.
Yeah.
Decades ago, yeah. Probably. They've been
given out a long time ago.
College into that. So it's going to be a massive, like, situation, right?
But, you know, who knows? Who knows if Chula Vista, because Chula Vista is different. You know, every city is different. Who knows if Chula Vista
is
opens up.
Is Benito the South Bay?
I think so.
All right, cool. Just confirm it.
All right, well, I was
East Lake is South Bay too, right?
I don't care about
well, that's
East Lake,
it's
bro.
Chula Vista on the address.
Yeah,
it's
so
not called
South
East Lake.
Bay, yeah.
My address of Bonita is Chula Vista, bro.
Oh, so you're in Chula Vista. You're not
but
in
it's
Bonita.
Is
it 91902?
It's 919. It was, yeah, 91902.
Then that's Bonita.
As Can't we were. Neither.
No, I just want to thank you guys for having me again.
Sir, you are a sponsor. I'm almost obligated to have you on here. Whether you have something,
almost obligated.
Yeah, like whether you have something like good or bad to say. Today, fortunate for all of us, it was very good, very informative.
No, and just come out, you know, come hang, 420, come, you know, get some weed, come hang out, good vibes. It's going to
be
a great day.
Will you be here
day.
For 420 for the yoga session with us?
I might stop by. Absolutely.
And can we do edibles instead of joints or blunts for a couple people?
I've collected pre-rolls.
I got you.
So yeah. I don't know what Grasshopper is going to be providing. What will Grasshopper be providing for the people joining the session?
Pre-rolls, and then I'll bring some edibles.
There it is.
Promise?
Let's do it.
Thank you, promise.
Let's do
again,
it.
420 is a big day. What does 420 mean to you?
420 means, I mean, I just happy, you know? Shit. It's obviously, it's really close to me because, you know, I was, you know, part of the team that started Grasshopper. And, you know, for me, it helps me put food on the table for my family. It's been an awesome ride so far. And, you know, just providing happiness for the community and, you know, medicine and all that. You know, it's just, I love it.
This same career that provides for your family, 10 years ago, your dad would have been in jail for.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
And the same thing that, like, Ryan does and what we do at 3Punk, 100 years, our ass would have been in jail, bro.
Yeah.
And without, well, we don't talk about OnlyFans, but still.
Only feet. I'm on OnlyFeet.
But still, man. Thank you for coming in. This is your home, bro. Real shit.
Thank you.
Like, we want you here more. We want you to be involved.
Let's
today,
do it.
You were, dude, are you running for office or something? Because you had your shit down today.
I've been smoking less.
Yeah. It's amazing what happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, David from the Grasshopper. Thank you very much for cruising in, man. Hell yeah. Albert. Let's talk amongst ourselves for now. Give me a little update in the market, bro. What's going on?
Rates are high.
Go ahead.
They're a little higher. They took a turn, but nobody cares. People are still buying. I think
people are buying properties still.
They're seeing the writing on the wall, man. I think they understand that
it's called graffiti.
Where
keeps the property value low.
That's right. Desk pops.
Yeah, office pops.
I think people understand that the rates are going to come down, and so they're taking advantage of less competition on each home, and thus people are still have biggest start to a year I've ever had. Right. So
I mean, it's the first start to a year that you've had.
It's my second start.
So I mean, technically, it's going to be the biggest one, and also it'll be the worst one. That's what happens when it's the first.
It's my second start. I'm like, dude, it's my second start.
Nah, what's the last home you sold?
I sold a home, 1660 Corte Verano in Oceanside.
Oceanside. So you're not just South Bay, bro.
I'll do North County, South County. I'll do parts of Riverside County, including I just did two in Temecula. So if you need me in California, if it's a little bit too far of a drive, at the very least, I can vet whoever you're going to use and refer you over to an agent that's going to put the same type of blood, sweat, and tears that I do.
Full Circle Group for all of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, or investing in real estate. Put your trust in Full Circle Group.
That's who doesn't close anymore. I tried it on. Like, no. I can't get the button anymore.
I hate to break it to you. That didn't close there.
It did close, dog. Yeah. Go back, bring it back up. I looked good in that one. Look at that shit. I had an extra 2 inches. Look at that.
All right. Hey, well, how are you with your weight loss?
Hey,
shut up.
My teeth got
How are you
bigger.
With your weight loss, bro?
we regressed a little bit. I'm
like,
did you?
Did you lose weight?
I gained a little bit. So I had lost 7.
Go ahead.
Right now I'm like, I'm net 3 left.
So here's the thing. I'm going to give you an out.
June 3rd.
No, I'm giving you an out.
No.
Pay me 100 now.
Hold me accountable, Doug.
And that's it.
Hold me accountable, player.
Wild out, fool.
Hold me accountable.
Do your
dog.
Thing.
No, bro. I got to lose weight.
I can't hold you accountable because if I hold you accountable and the only way I know how to hold people
Hold me accountable, dog. Just I'll see you on June
3rd. Your family's not going to like me.
My family doesn't like you now.
I know. I don't.
And my mom doesn't speak the language, so that's
which
crazy.
Which one?
Nah, my mom doesn't speak the language.
I was going to say, bro.
Which mom?
Yeah, so when just you gave her the eviction notice, was it English or Spanish? You're a savage, bro. Unreal. Dude,
we'll talk about it later. I promise you, it's not how it sounds.
When can I drop that reel?
Probably when she's down in Mexico, I think. Yeah. Once it's done.
When does this happen? Okay, you heard it. Hey, Barry. As soon as his mom officially gets removed from her own residence, then we'll go ahead
she's
and drop
the
reel.
She's not being removed. We clipped that right there. I'm like, goddamn. She's not being removed. She wants to go back to, you know, what she knows and likes. And she's my sister's next door.
Good, bro.
You know?
I love you.
Do you feel, bro, serious question. Sorry. Do you feel as Hispanics, right?
Mm-hmm. So Mexicans,
correct. Go ahead. As our moms get older, do you feel like that's more of a sisterly duty to take
care
of?
We talked about it. We touched on it last time.
But just briefly.
This Mexican, as my parents get older, I'm not going to put them on my sister or myself. I'm going to put them in a home.
Yeah, as you should.
They're going to
Well, you have deep pockets like that. Not me, dude. I can't, you know, I can't afford a home, bro.
So we got politicians in our corner, fool. We got politicians.
Shit.
District 4 has some top-notch residencies for the elder. So we're going to put
them
in there.
They're building a new one.
I don't know,
13K.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not done with Local Love Monday.
We got all the love today.
As a matter of fact, we're going to keep it going. This young man, and by young, I mean old, taught us everything we know in the brewing game. He has been an absolute diamond in our corner. Mm-hmm. He has been able to navigate us in an otherwise murky path sometimes in the brewing industry. He's been there very many times for us, specifically at 3Punk, when things needed a little help along the way. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my top dog whites. Yeah. I only have 3 currently. I only have 3.
You're down to 3 whites?
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
I remove partners. I'm saying, okay, I'm like going strictly on friendships now, bro. Like top dog, top tier whites. No Sean, you know, like
no Sean?
No, he's family now. He graduated.
Oh, okay.
Don't take away from this man.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Brooks. Ryan Brooks is here. Compa Brooks. There he is. From Fallbrook, but don't hold that against him. Right? You're from Fallbrook, right?
Yeah.
Speak it to the mic like it owes you money.
Yeah.
There you
Fallbrook.
Go.
Yep. I finally left, I guess, in 2011.
Give me a little update. You've been on the podcast, but we were
the
in
old
the
school.
Cellar. Yep. We were in the dungeon, bro. What is Ryan Brooks all about?
Ooh, a lot about a lot of things. And I got thrown into that. At first, I was just a beer guy. And then I learned how to do some cocktail stuff that we got here. And I learned how a little bit to do sales stuff and some marketing and just more than just the beer brewing side, which is sometimes not as fun, but I guess a well-rounded resume is better.
Very much so. How is that resume looking these days?
Solid.
In the drawer. You don't need it because you're killing it right now, right?
Well, we're doing okay.
So you were once upon a time, since you're being Mr. Modest, it's like you're a world-renowned brewer. People come from near and far to just listen to you talk about beer. You are a certified international beer judge. You were the master brewer, and I know a lot of people do not like that title, but it is well-deserved in this case for Coronado Brewing once upon a time. From there, you went off and helped create this new venture, South Norte.
Yep, that was under Coronado's umbrella for a while, and then after about 2 years, the other investor said, you know, Coronado's got Coronado work on. Let's buy ourselves away and focus on South Norte. So that's what we did, and we branched out to these tequila-based canned cocktails.
Oh, shit.
We're doing good.
That's what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing canned cocktails now.
We skipped the seltzers.
Why?
Because there were so many of them out there, and we wanted to just kind of elevate and do something different.
Agreed. People love seltzers, though.
They do.
They come to the brewery, and they want our grape seltzer. Thank you for anything you had to do with that recipe.
I did nothing.
Well, I mean, you've helped us along the way. We appreciate
you. Allow yourself
to take a compliment.
You're welcome.
I, too, suffer from that shit. But... thank you, because that seltzer, bro, the grape seltzer?
Bomb.
Mamas.
The grape drink, that's all I drink.
Mamas, bro. Mamas, mamas. The watermelon one? Next level, dog. You've done it. You've helped us. Thank you very much. But you said, my brand is too good for seltzers. We're not going to do seltzers. We're going to do RTDs. And what do RTDs mean? Ryan.
Ready to drink.
There it is,
they are bro. Actual cocktails in a can. They're not as spritzy as a seltzer. Oh, so you're getting a
effervescent.
Low,
effervescent.
Effervescent. That's a good. That's the professional word. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're using real good ingredients. You know, real tequila, real juice, agave syrup for sweetener. Not a bunch of crap fillers. Not a bunch of extracts. So we're pretty proud of making a high quality beverage in a can.
Well, I don't normally empty my glass mug with Liquid Death. You know,
that's actually one of my favorite ones too.
But I'm going to do that today in order to try one of your RTDs.
Right.
Let's get into it. Let's start drinking these things.
Vietnamese cold brew from Whole Foods.
I guess you're not drinking that.
No, you're done with that.
I'm gonna kill it. Then I'm gonna grab.
I want to see some South Norte branding. I want to see this product. How long has the brand been up in Adam?
South Norte is a whole. Oh gosh, since 2016, but I say 17.
Are you kind of like moving away from beers?
No, we just got. You can only make money if you are in grocery stores and all these. You're making big moves with like yours, because like the liquor stores, they'll go through some stuff
for beer.
Yeah,
so I'm fucked.
We're doing. The liquor stores don't want to buy Mexican lager that I make, even though that's more because they got Modelo and Pacifico, and it's hard to compete with that. So we're doing a lot of that beer, the Mexican lager on draft. That's not going anywhere. We're doing actually really well in San Diego with that on draft. And
where are you based out of?
So we just moved over to Fall Brewing. You know, they took over St. Archer.
Yes, sir.
So it's a rad big new spot, and they have awesome water treatment, and we're making the lager there.
Does that mean that you have a tasting room at Fall?
Nope.
Does South Norte have a tasting room?
Nope.
Is that something that's in the...
Nope.
At all?
I wish it was, but it's not in the financial plan.
Wait, what flavor is that?
Oh, that's the piña one. That's a Matador. You want to switch it up?
Nah, for real. You got piña me up?
Relax, fool.
I got a Mexican mule. I got
one, too.
A margarita.
Your name's Albert.
Mules have big teeth, fool.
Check that.
Oh, I get it. That was good.
Yeah, I am what I am. Check that, dog.
Digging in some good ice.
I thought Ryan was prepared. Turns out, you know, he's just like us.
Just digging in ice.
Just like us. Barry, would you like one?
One in the back.
Oh, look at Barry. He doesn't move, but when he does, he moves.
Margarita, Mexican Mule, Paloma.
Nice. Look at that. All right. Matador, South Norte. Let's see what we got.
Cracking them?
All right. Sass Inspired by the flavors of Mexico. I see tequila, I see piña, I see lima.
How much sugar is in this, dog?
It's from agave, so it's better than just refined crap sugar, but it's still pretty, it's on the sweeter side.
And
this is out of the four. This is the sweetest one. Medium on calories. We don't.
Over under 300.
Under.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I was trying to lose weight, you know.
I'm a fucking weight loss challenge. Got money
there,
right
it's
now.
Up there, though.
Why'd you laugh at that, Brick? That's fucked up,
Tug. Hey, the eyes don't lie, chico. Salucita, Matador,
so this is one of our bestseller ones, and we've got this at Trader Joe's right now. It's being real successful.
Fuck around, dog.
Yeah, real good.
I'm getting fights when I drink these, bro.
7%.
Yo. Crafted in the USA, what does that mean?
Well, we didn't craft it in Mexico. I took influence from Mexico when I used to live down there and do my travelings down there.
Check this shit out, dude. It says inspired by the flavors of Mexico, but then it says
made
crafted
whites.
In the USA. And then you turn it over here, and it says, I married a Mexican. Tell us about that.
Well, 20 years ago, I was going down to TJ a bunch to play music down there. And friends of friends introduced me to my now wife. And yeah, we've been married for 11 years.
One of my favorite couples, bro. Because we don't plan ever on hanging out. We don't even call each other. We just randomly see each other. And it's,
at Melon Collin shows.
And it's always a fun time. Or we're out jogging and he honks and likes making like gestures at me while I'm doing my job. He's a good dude. His kids play Little League, soccer, and apparently they're turning into little metalheads just like dad, huh?
They're getting less into that. I don't know. I had the drum set at home.
Taylor Swift was correct.
No, they just want to play stupid,
Danny Flo.
Stupid Fortnite crap.
Oh, that fucking Fortnite so shit dumb. Has taken over, dude. The Warzone has taken over my house, dude. Call of Duty. Do you still play video games? Or
Not as often, but yeah.
Yeah?
We play a little Warzone. It's fun. Those kids are too good, dog.
Those kids talk mad
shit. They have a cool like beginner lobby now where you can play with other guys that are just, you know, in their 30s.
Barry, why are we not in that lobby?
Because we don't need that shit. We could be we gotta get good.
We gotta get. By the time you go in, you get killed, you come back out.
Do you play at all, Brooksy, or not? Nothing? No.
My parents never allowed me to have video games. They said, you live in Fallbrook on an acre of land. Uh-huh. Go hunt.
Go be racist in the community.
Yeah. Go shoot gophers. Go get on your bike. BMX jump. All that stuff.
Respectfully,
there was no
your family. No, I'm sure they didn't encourage your racism.
Not at all.
That grew on its own.
They just supported it as well.
There's two things he brewed really well growing up: beer and racism.
Hey, Briggs, what kind of tequila is this made with, bro?
It's called Don Roberto. They're one of the two bigger ones that we'll export to gringos to use.
So those are like white label tequila brands that you
But this is like, it's really nice stuff. You know, they're actually related, I'm pretty sure, to, you know, Orendain, who was Joaquin,
El Copa
Orendain. Yes, so he's kind of helped me in the very beginning vet out which places we should go, who we should be buying from. And it's a no joke thing when you actually go through the Mexican government and get approved to do that. It's a
process. Not just anybody can do it. No.
Exactly. That's why I think a lot of the other ones out there are kind of, you know, not actual tequila. They're like agave syrup or agave wine.
Because if it doesn't come from tequila, it can't be called tequila.
No, if it doesn't come from certain seven states in the region of Mexico that
seven states?
Yes, sir. That create this product, it can't be classified as tequila.
Oh shit! That only tequila could produce tequila. Like only the city of tequila.
Unshocking to everybody, like you're wrong again.
There's a lot of fake stuff out, like agave wine. I'm here to make you look smarter. Just fake. We don't want
to
use that.
How often do you go down to the place that actually creates this?
I have actually never been. Mm. Wait, creates these cans? I go every couple of days.
Relax.
Or tequila?
Yes, sir. Tequila.
No. That's on the list.
Shouldn't you be going down there to like?
They just mail us samples. They go, here, try this. Make sure it's to your liking and it's to your standards. And we taste it and smell it and approved and package it.
So what do they send your way? What do they
just
send
a little,
to your fabric?
A liter. Oh, so when we go up there?
Yeah.
That's like a tote.
Yeah.
A 500 gallon tote.
And then you just
multiple of them
package from there?
Yeah.
Do you have to add
Do they so it's like, think of like a Bright Tank at the brewery. And we suck out the alcohol, the tequila, put it in there, put some water in to tone it down.
Okay.
Put your good fruit juice in there. Put your little citric acid, your little lime juice, obviously, and then a little salt, and that's it. It's
and like that's basically how you making make a cocktail. This cocktail. You wrote that down, right?
It's a giant.
So why is this better than Cutwater?
I think that Cutwater is good, but we are using better ingredients. We're using real fruit. I don't think they use fruit juice.
No?
I think that's purely extract. So if you pour it out, theirs are all clear, like really clear, I think. Ours are kind of like hazy a little bit. There's a little bit of color to them from the fruit.
Interesting. Barry, you used to work at Cutwater. Can you
confirm this?
So what's going
on? I believe it's confirmed, yeah. Ooh. It's a puree.
It's a puree. It. Damn, Barry, you're over here just burning bridges. Do you never want to work in the industry again, dog?
He worked?
I did.
I had a job, dog.
I'm going to bring him a 3-pack.
I don't think it's on the can. It's not a secret. Like, it says, like, crafted with, so.
Yeah.
I think it's changed a bunch. When they first came out, I thought that was unbelievable. They were so good. And over the years, it's kind of gone up and down. I think when Anheuser-Busch first got them, they went and said, we got to save some money here and there and shaved off things to make it cheaper and easier to make. But, you know, that's what happens when you get a big like
and
that.
It's like tens of thousands of cans being produced in a run. Like, it's crazy. It's the numbers they deal with. Like,
I think a lot of them are being made up at Anheuser-Busch and Van Nuys.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what flavors up there, but big really Anheuser-Busch is making the big stuff up there.
How many of these before like I get in trouble?
7% isn't bad.
Four?
That's why they sell them in a 4-pack.
Are they 4-packs?
Yeah. Or a mixed 8-pack over at Ralph's.
Ralph's. Trader Joe's.
Some Vons. Some Albertsons. Mm.
Costco?
Good liquor stores. Costco, hit and miss, so they'll do runs. So we had a big push in January or February for Super Bowl. We have another one going in at the end of April Cinco de Mayo stuff. So this kind of...
Why did you look at me when you said Cinco de Mayo?
Because you're Mexican, and you love celebrating. That's your favorite holiday. Because
it's my birthday.
Oh, it is?
Estivo de Mayo.
Oh, that's right. Come the beer. Guy. I totally forgot about it. And the sticker in the wall. Jeez, I'm sorry.
And the guy behind you.
Stay away.
Cry. Let's get into it.
Shit's bomb, dude.
Let's talk about what happened. Yeah, how many did you bring?
Probably about 10.
Yeah?
12.
Enough to get on a sick one.
All right, perfect. We'll be handing out. We're like Oprah Winfrey today. Everybody here is going to get one. Ricardo Islas, you get a South Norte. The homie Cristian, you get a South Norte. I smell Gus's three flowers somewhere here, so I'm sure he's going to get himself a nice little South Norte. Matalor is the one I recommend because this piña drink is flavorful, bro.
Thank.
But it's scary because I just know that a couple of these and you're already feeling all warm.
And the margarita is 10% and you don't taste that one either, so you can get in trouble.
What's your favorite?
I like the margarita and the Mexican mule are my favorite.
Mexican mule. What makes it a Mexican mule?
So the regular mule was vodka, right? Yeah. So this is a tequila base, so that's what changes it.
I once had a mezcal mule.
That's cool too. I'd really like to play around with that.
With mules?
With mezcal. A lot of people are afraid of it.
Why?
Because people think it's real smoky or too plasticky, and it can be if it's crappy. Yeah. Good stuff doesn't taste like that, but I think it does work really well in a mule.
You know what I just had, Brixie? It was a Juan Daly. Have you ever had one of those on the course?
Ooh, no. Because he's a vodka guy, right?
Right. So the Juan Daly is a tequila.
And what else?
And Arnold Palmer.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So instead of, you know, because the John Daly is with whatever the fuck he drinks, and then Arnold Palmer is.
Yeah, there's lemonade and tea.
Yeah, so Juan Daly's with tequila.
That's dope.
Barry has a beer called Fairway Berries. That's our golf. We'll go to the brewery and we fill it half with what is it? The Flama Blanca?
Yeah, it's like a Flama Blanca and like a yellow Gatorade.
Ooh.
Fairway Berries.
Hydrate. I love that.
Fairway Berries.
Great on the golf course.
It's awesome.
Let's talk about supporting the community and how we can support this young man. So there is no goal of having a tasting room.
No, unfortunately.
Really?
Yep.
That bums me out.
It bums me out, too, because I thought we had plans a couple times to have spots, and just didn't work out.
What's your role with the company?
Head brewer, and then I do a lot with, like, everything. I help with sales. I help with marketing things. Like, they asked me my opinions on how this should look or that should look. I help with ordering. It's, like, a lot of weird little things all wrapped up.
Oh, man. Man of many hats. You should need to learn that shit, Albert. Let's get on you, Albert. What's been going on this week for you? Pregnancy update. How's wifey?
Good.
Don't go anywhere, Brooks. You're staying here. We're going to talk some shit now, bro. Now we're getting good.
Dope, bro. Fucking spent all day yesterday doing some shopping for our room, the baby's room, just updating shit at the house.
Very nice, bro. Is he getting scared? So what's up with this baby shower? I got an invite, for real?
I sent it to you and you did an RSVP, so.
How long do I have to RSVP?
I don't actually know if there's a deadline to it.
No, I feel bad, and this is kind of a public apology. Well, I don't feel bad. I just couldn't go. My best friend Julio, bro, he had his baby shower, I think, over the weekend. And
Why couldn't you go?
Because we have three kids. It's hard to find, like, babysitters.
Your mom was always available.
They weren't available. Mm. Yeah, so they weren't available, so I feel bad.
What's your oldest one, though?
Oldest one is 11.
Yeah, he can take care of the
He's teetering. Like, we just recently, wifey and I will go for our nightly walks. We'll leave them at home.
Oh, shit.
We'll go to the store. We'll go to Costco. We'll leave them at home. We'll leave them at home with the iPad and like the pinchy.
They can call you or something, a little FaceTime action, you know?
Plus, our house is like a pinchy fortress. We lock everything. So, and it's haunted. So they're always looking after them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we lock everything. So I don't feel too like, oh, no. And wifey, to my surprise, is the same way. We're like, I just let them. We'll just go. They stay home. They're playing video games. They're on their headphones with their cousins playing video games too. They really don't care. So yeah, so we're getting there. But going up to Temecula, nah, that wasn't in the cards.
Is that where Alpha lives?
That's where Alpha lives, in Temecula.
Oh,
bro.
Shit.
Julio, I love you. I'm sorry we couldn't make it. I'll send you a box of diapers.
Well, mine's down the street on H Street.
So. That's right next to Fallbrook. You know that?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the next thing.
Fallbrook is far. Dude.
Yo, Fallbrook's dope though, dude.
Why?
I've been showing shit out there. All the properties are on huge, you know, like huge lots. Ton of sick ass views, and then what is it? The Golf Club of California. What's the course?
They took the Fallbrook Golf Course. They ruined it. They put wine grapes in there.
He's a golfer, dude.
Yeah,
Brooks is a golfer.
A ping hat,
they have Palomesas there right off the 15.
That's called something else now.
No.
Yeah.
Are they? Oh, because this casino bought them, right?
Yeah, it's called.
I didn't know they changed the name.
Saquon Golf Courses.
Yeah.
No?
I played Saquon last week.
What's your handicap, sir?
Probably 20.
That's
I play like bogey to double bogey golf.
Double bogey golf is a little sad. Yeah. But bogey golf, I feel, is that's the game.
As long as you can navigate a golf course.
I'm usually about high 90s.
Okay.
As long as you can navigate a golf course, it doesn't matter.
So what happens?
That's honest.
We're all golfers. Like everybody in the clique, everyone is a golfer.
I was a golfer when I was 16, though, 15.
That's when you started?
And I stopped, though. Completely stopped after 16 and didn't pick it up until I was 39.
Nice. How old are you now?
41.
Say it with some pride, homie.
41.
Too much pride.
Dial it back.
Fallbrick pride. Whoa.
Whoa. Well, why does Fallbrick get that fame?
Because we had Tom Metzger, the Grand Wizard Dragon Master of the KKK, there.
That's
for a while.
That's why, then.
And I went to high school with his daughter. She was super cool, not racist at all.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're vouching for the Metzger family?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. I was just
he's dead.
She's dead?
He's dead. The guy's dead.
But the name lives forever, dog.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Tell us a story. What's going on? Give me your headline.
Dude, headlines? I don't really have a headline, but I can't pick a fucking name.
For your kid?
Can't pick a name.
How many have you gone through?
You got a list, bro. Like
young lady.
Yeah.
Hard. Kelly with a C.
It needs to be
Steve.
Steve.
Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Needs to be able to go with like a fucking ethnic last name, dude.
Bro, well, that's what I wanted with our kids. I wanted like, white they name? Have a paisa name. Garcia Gonzalez. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's that's my peoples, you know? So I was like, let's throw a curveball. Sonny, Saz.
But your mom speaks English.
Jackson,
I feel like our parents
Foom.
Don't.
Oliver. Ha. I'm surprised your dad even knows he has you. You're the 17th of 17 kids,
the
18th
of
18. 18, bro.
But yeah, dog, so we can't pick a fucking name.
Top three right now.
I don't really have a top three. Like everything just...
Is there a letter that you're looking for?
I liked Mila.
Okay.
But then, like, I have a homie that has a daughter named Mila.
You can't play that game.
So I got to fight
If him. You like the name, you like the name.
Yeah.
You're not naming your child the name.
I like Maya.
Maya?
Because it's like, you know, some roots and shit.
Go ahead.
My nephews are hella white names.
Okay.
Jefferson James and Benjamin Clayton.
That the son of your sister?
Yeah, my CBP sister.
Okay, yeah.
Tiwanhu, you know.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
How did you come up with your kids' names, bro?
Oh, list. We had a big list for a while. And the first
kid... You just
threw
everything on the list or what?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I don't like that because that kid sucks. I had a kid like that. Oh, yeah, that guy's a jerk. Yeah. You just go through the whole thing. And it takes a while. The second kid until like the day he was born. I was oh, shit. We had a small list. And
what are your boys' names?
Landon and Gavin. White.
I like that.
English.
fucking named him after the singer for Bush.
Exactly. Yeah. It was.
And after the fucking leading scorer of a U.S. national soccer, dude.
Which my wife hated that guy.
Because he peed at fucking
He went to TJ and was talking shit, wasn't he? Mexico?
He's done a lot of things. Mm. He made up for himself for the loyal. Barry, how did you decide to name your son Peter?
Just kept the fucking tradition going. He's the fifth, so.
Your name's Peter?
Francis Peter.
Jesus.
His name is Francis Peter, bro. That's why we call him Barry.
That's why you get all that fucking
only my parents and the cops call me that.
Francis Peter. Just Barra.
Yeah, so I'm four, he's five. And, I don't know if he's going to continue that shit on. I'm not going to force it on him. I'm not going to tell him anything about it and be like, my dad didn't do that with me either. He wasn't like, you have to name him this.
Yeah.
Just, the time came. I was like, yeah, there we go.
I didn't ask to be the third. I was just blessed. But I didn't want to give that to the boys anymore. I was like, Esteban Garcia dies here.
Dies with me.
It's over.
The legend.
It's over. Sonny Garcia, Jackie Garcia, Ollie Garcia. All of them. They all like to be Sonny Brown, Ollie Brown, Jackie Brown. They all like those names. So I'm like, all right, cool. Do your thing, bro.
Did your wife ever pressure you to try to do a fourth for a girl?
No one pressures me to do anything, Ryan, first off. I had a vasectomy, so that ended that conversation really quick.
She can pressure all she wants.
She can pressure me until the cows turn blue.
I'm way overdue.
You don't have a vasectomy. No. But how old are you?
41.
White people tend to lose their like 37.
Really?
How old is your oldest?
Almost 11.
Almost 11? Yeah. That's the same as mine. And yeah, it's over, dog.
Have one more, dog.
Dude, it's too expensive.
Yeah.
It'd be all right.
But you've married to a Mexican, and the old saying goes... Donde come uno, comen dos. Donde comen dos, comen tres.
Todo lo que es piso es cama.
Y lo que es cama, pues, ya se dice.
Yeah, I think her dad is like one of nine.
Spanish
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Mexican Spanish?
Only Mexican Spanish. Yeah. Like I went to Costa Rica, lost. Mm. Chile, lost.
Things are going good, going to Costa Rica and Chile, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was working.
Selling a lot of RTDs.
But I was working.
Not going to tequila, huh?
RTDs, things are going good.
No, that was before the RTD.
This one time I was in Costa Rica. My bad, Chile. My bad, Argentina.
Surf working, bro. I didn't see the beach. I only saw, was it San Jose or San Juan?
Right,
the
right. Anthony never barely sees the beach, too. Dog. Right. See what I did? Hey, what's up? I can connect sometime.
Good shit.
Tell me more.
Yeah, that's it, man. Just everything's been daughter centric.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
That's weird. Anytime you post something, it's like, my daughter was hungry, so I'm at Tacos El Gordo. My daughter was hungry, something.
Dude, my daughter wants a Yukon, apparently.
Your daughter better come out being 15 pounds, bro. Otherwise, I'm just calling bullshit
she
and it's just you.
Destroy my wife, dude.
Yeah. How's your wife feeling?
So my daughter just popped. Like, so
what does that mean?
Just,
what the fuck?
You know, like she finally looks pregnant, which is kind of tight. And I felt her kick, got teary eyed.
Did you really?
And she was tight. Dog.
Yeah,
it's pretty sick.
I can't wait to see you as a dad.
But yeah, she sleeps a lot. I'm fucking bored a lot.
Yeah,
she sleeps at like 7:30, And I just kind of, I watch shows, I fuck around. I
like you're going to get fat. Room. Then that's not a knock on
How
you.
How can I get any fatter than this, dog?
Por favor, believe it. Por favor, like, believe
I'm too fat already, bro. I got to lose some weight.
I had the sympathy weight when wifey got pregnant the first time. Just by doing normal shit, not eating more, not eating less. I just kind of like hung out at home a lot more.
Yeah.
And then when the kid was born, when Sunny came out, and I was like, oh man, I got a trainer. I did this and I started like working out heavy. I was like, all right, cool, cool, cool. Take care of yourself, dog. That shit will creep up. It'll creep up on you. You already saw the photo that was put the photo that was on there of his previous ad, and we'll compare it to what he looks like now. Go ahead, Barry. Come on, thank you.
I was gonna put the belly one up.
then we'll do that one after this. So look at that was you. How long ago?
About a year.
About a year, motherfucker. No mames, neta.
Sí, güey.
All right, now let's go to what he looks like currently. That's me. That's him. But let's go ahead. Oh, there you go.
Dude, fuck.
Yeah, fool. Go back.
Damn. I'm also darker.
There it is. Boom.
That's wild. How did I get darker?
It's golfing
time.
And now go back. Unreal. And you're about halfway through the pregnancy?
Yeah, she's almost 6 months.
She excited?
Yeah, she's stoked, dude.
Yeah?
We're buying hella shit, dude.
Yeah?
Those shoes and shit.
Good,
dresses.
Man.
Yeah,
I'm stoked,
dude.
What do you need for the baby shower?
There's a registry. Feel free to do something expensive. You got it.
Just tell me what you need. I'm not going to look at shit.
Fool needs stacks of diapers.
Yeah, dude.
You think so?
We did twice for my kids. We did Huggies for Chuggies. Or Chuggies for Huggies. So you go to the bar, you buy a bunch of beers on me, and then give me a bunch of...
Chuggies
for Huggies.
Huggies.
I like
for
Huggies.
Chuggies for Huggies, dog.
You haven't heard of that?
No.
That's a thing.
Chuggies for Huggies?
Yeah. We did for the gender reveal. We did like...
Did you do a gender reveal, Brooks?
No.
Go ahead.
He's fucking 41.
Go
dude.
Ahead.
Gender reveals weren't. The internet wasn't alive when he was having kids,
go ahead.
Dude. You know what I'm saying? 11 years ago, he was on MySpace. Dude, you couldn't do a gender reveal on MySpace.
Did you have a MySpace?
Have the capabilities.
Absolutely did.
I did not have a MySpace.
Who was on your top eight?
Tom.
Fucking Tom. Tom, everybody's
bro.
First friend.
I did not have a MySpace, dude.
You didn't have a MySpace?
No.
You would have been on my top eight.
That was of the Facebook era. That's when I started my social media, what's it called? Presence. That's
was
when
MySpace?
It was on. So
on Facebook.
Yeah, with the little pinchy, the disc that you put in. So I was heavy in
that. What? Dude, you're talking, that's like 10 years
AOL,
apart.
AOL. Sorry, that's when I started shit. Not Facebook, AOL. And the group chats, dog.
Yeah,
in the group chats.
That's Laser Latino.
That's where Laser Latino was birthed. Age, sex, location. That's right. I'm trying to log on.
Damn, that's wild.
That's how it all went down.
One more time? That's pretty good, dude. Fuck, you're an artist,
you been practicing?
Bro. Yeah,
that's all I remember, fool. Go ahead.
So you didn't have a MySpace?
Nah.
Damn.
So I think I set one up, but I never used it.
Drama of having a top eight?
No, I don't know.
And then a top 16?
Mm-mm.
And then like a 1 point top 24? Remember that shit, Briggs? Nice.
Absolutely. I had the band, and I helped with that one, too. We had our band.
Yeah, you probably had like a custom-ass page like with all the hot
codes. Did you have one?
Fuck yeah, I did.
You had a MySpace?
Sick, dude.
Yeah?
I would do the coding and shit, so like I had the custom boxes. And
do you even code, bro?
It was all just copy-pasting, though, which is like... You know,
you would go to pages to get the HTML or like whatever the code
and then
was.
I'd fuck with them myself,
and then drop
like
it in.
Learn the dimensions that I want for things, and I just change numbers.
You could hide your song,
really.
So Chris Brown's "Run It" could be playing in the background, dog.
Yeah, had zero clue what you're talking about.
You don't like Chris Brown?
No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
A mean right hook?
Oh man, I just went on there to find chicks, bro. Age, sex, location. That was my move, bro. Barry, tell me a story.
Shit.
How was your week? What's been going on?
My week was pretty chill. I had a pretty full Saturday, and it started with something pretty awesome. I got to meet somebody. Somebody you're a fan of.
Me?
I'm a fan of. We're all fans of.
Let's see.
Are you going to keep it suspense?
Sorry, I'm looking for it. It's right here. I got to meet this guy. Trevor Hoffman, baby.
Hey. That looks like your daddy fool.
His feet out.
Yeah, that's what I posted in the Discord. I put the picture up, and I was like, I didn't even think about it. I was like, holy shit, dad.
He's got long toes.
Hey, fool, Trevor Hoffman has Hall of Fame toes.
That's where we got that grip on the mound.
Hall of Fame toes right there. Where'd you meet him?
Dude.
Walmart.
What the fuck is Trevor Hoffman doing at Walmart?
Great value pitcher.
Yeah, no, he was they're doing some sort of event, I guess, for that game, MLB The Show 2K24.
Yo, have you seen what that looks like on like when you're actually playing?
They had samples of it there. It was like me and Pete went up there because we waited in line for like 3 hours or something.
To see Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah. It was cool though. We were there in the beginning. Like we were the front of the line so we could get the fuck out of there.
So you would wait 3 hours to see Trevor Hoffman?
Well, we walked around Walmart. Like we tag teamed the parking lot.
But this
like,
was the goal. Yeah. You didn't just show up to Walmart to buy mayonnaise and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, we saw a flyer and we went and fucking.
Hell yeah, that's dope.
But yeah, so we took Pete and he was out there with us. He's a little road dog. He like sat there with his. Like little Kool-Aid jammers. I got him a 6-pack of those. We just sat there, drank some Kool-Aid in the line. And then they had a batting thing set up that he could play. And then they had video games. So we played that, like Home Run Derby.
You're a good dad.
It was fun. And then we went to his cousin's softball game, a birthday party. It was a full-ass Saturday. But Trevor Hoffman, It's top of that list.
Would you wait in line to meet anybody, Albert?
I mean,
and how long would you wait in line to meet somebody?
I don't think so. Dude.
No, I don't think I would.
Maybe like some like a big business
like a
person
meet and greet
or
dude,
something
you know?
Like. Somewhere you sit down and have a conversation, maybe pick somebody's brain, maybe.
But you're waiting in line. That means other people want to do the same shit.
Yeah.
Like, so would you wait in line over an hour to take a picture with somebody?
Nah.
I don't think I could do that shit. Nah, respectfully, Barry. No,
nah, yeah, it wasn't just a picture, good. Though. He signed a fucking baseball right there with me. Like, we talked.
You signed
bit.
It, too.
But if,
yeah, I did.
And if there's,
I signed one for him.
And if there's 200 people, they're like, is there any value to that signature?
Well, so I didn't even do this for me.
Go ahead.
My dad was the one that sent me the flyer because he lives in Michigan now. He's like, hey, can you get me one? I was like.
Well, he left.
You did it for your dad.
I'm hoping he's not listening to this right now.
Why? What happened?
Because if he does, then he's going to know. I didn't. I told him, I was like, yeah, I'll try. Whatever.
And you did it.
And then I didn't tell him that I got it. I was just like.
You're a good son.
So if he's listening to this, sorry, dad. Surprise is ruined. But if he's not.
Brooksy, would you wait in line to get a signature or photo with anyone?
Absolutely not. I've met so many rad
you
people that
so
I.
You are so hardcore, fool.
No,
look
no.
At
they wait in line for his signature, man.
That's not true at all. I've met so many people that I would think would have been like, holy shit moment. And it's like, oh, they're just a person.
Yeah, like,
I've met so many rad people that I worshipped at one point, and then I'm like, oh, they're just.
Who
they're,
do, and the, then you met me.
Guys from the clan?
Guys from Christ. No.
Oh, man. Shit. You,
well, like, cool. Who'd you worship, dude?
Like music people.
Go
like,
ahead.
Cool drummers. Oh, gotcha.
You're a percussionist.
Neil Peart.
Cool drummers.
No, Neil like underground death metal stuff. Like this band Throwdown I used to love when I was in high school.
Yeah, Throwdown.
We got to play with those guys. No.
They should be. Go ahead.
No. I got to play with them last week, and I was like hanging out.
Last
like,
week?
Yeah, I played L.A. with them.
Are you still playing music?
Shit. Still doing this crap at 41. Death metal.
Oh, as a drummer?
Death
yeah.
metal?
How's the body holding
it's
up?
It's brutal. I actually had to have a coach. It was my neighbor who's like an Olympic a trainer for the Olympic coaches. So he teaches them stuff. And I had him come here and watch my legs, and he's like, yeah, you're doing this wrong. You should position yourself this way. Yeah. It's like.
Because that repetitive motion, like, it builds different calluses and muscles in ways that you don't know. And like when you've been doing it for years.
Yeah. I had to buy a new pedal that's like upgraded for new school death metal fast stuff.
New school death metal fast stuff. Yeah.
What's your opinion on triggers?
Oh, I love them. Shit, bro. Yeah. Triggers all the way.
Triggers are easy.
What does that mean? I have a lot of triggers.
Different one. I was all against it until I tried it. And I'm like, oh, this sounds rad. And it makes me sound perfect and even and clean. Mm. And it's just good for everyone.
What's the name of your band?
Mongrel, M-O-N-G-R-E-L. Like Mongrel, like a wild dog.
Motorcycle?
No, that's...
Mongol.
Watch yourself, bro.
It's different.
You better watch yourself.
It's close.
I don't know if they're appreciative of you just, like, taking their name.
We're not taking their name. It's all just right. Similar.
Sounds like you're taking their name, dude.
How do we find out about upcoming shows for you?
I guess just on their Instagram.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite drummer?
I don't know.
Who's your favorite band?
All at War.
God, these are bands. I have no fucking clue. Right?
You're not underground enough, bro.
Right? Huge at Fallbrook, dog.
They're from New York City.
Oh, yeah?
they play
New
every
York City
club.
Hardcore
every
via Fallbrook.
Burning, dude. Oh,
hey, your last name is Brooke.
Brooks.
And then you're from Fallbrook.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Hmm.
Oh, shit.
Connection is made.
Damn.
Interesting.
Ding, ding, ding.
Like Don Corleone went to visit Corleone. Anyway, Barry, not only did you have a busy night, we met up. I had to go to the Elwood just to check in on some shit, and I hit up Barry.
You hit up everybody.
Did I hit you up?
Yeah, you put it on the group. Hey, drinking at 7:30.
Oh, I did. Fuck. I did my bad.
Whoever wants to join us, drinking at 7:30.
Yeah, Isaac did. You're right. Fuck? I went into our little group chat. Hey, that group chat.
Well,
is
guess who fucking came through?
My guy. Because I called him. I say, what are you doing, dog? And he's like, oh, coming back from Hamul. And I was like, hey, I'm going to go to Elwood. I'm good for two old fashions. Let's have two old fashions and just hang out.
How many did you have?
Two.
Oh, good.
No, quick and easy. Went in, did what I had to do business-wise and hung out with Barry, had a drink. We took a photo. We took a photo and we put up a poll. And it said, who's bad and who's bougie?
Mm.
Just because that song was playing. But I don't know what bougie means.
We had to look up how to spell it.
In the fucking poll.
Well, it's not a real word.
It ended up saying that I'm bad and bougie.
Okay.
What does bougie mean?
Bougie is not a real word.
What does it mean?
It's like a derivative of a French word.
Go
meaning
ahead.
Like of high class.
Use it
class.
In a sentence.
Damn. Bougie motherfucker got the new Escalade. Something like that.
Oh, shit.
Damn, that bougie motherfucker in the Lambo? Something like that.
Damn.
Look at that bougie motherfucker with the big watch. That kind of shit. I don't know what accent that is. I don't know. I just know that's how it's used, bro.
Where
but it's not
it?
A real word, dog. See, it's slang.
Disparaging. That, I don't like that word. Already out of the gate, it sounds like it's shitting on me.
Like shit.
Fuck, disparaging, relating to or characteristic of a person who indulges in some of the luxuries and comforts of a fancy lifestyle, spends too much on bougie stuff he can't afford.
That bougie motherfucker got Gucci shoes on, homie.
What does bougie mean to you, bro?
I have no idea.
No, you're bougie.
I'm not.
They named the town after you.
You have a ping hat, dog. I play golf.
My friend gave it to me.
That's bougie.
That's bougie.
That's bougie. J.
What's the most expensive golf course you've ever played at?
PGA
bougie
West.
As bougie. Fuck. $350
bucks. Because we sell our beer and cocktails there. I got in for free.
No so, way.
Yeah.
Really?
That's PGA West is one of our best accounts.
I played PGA on a budget. That's in Arizona.
No. Well, they probably have a few of them.
Palm Springs.
Okay. Well, I played one in Arizona. What is it? So my brother-in-law.
TPC Scottsdale, I think you're thinking.
Was it? It was
awesome. There's no PGA. It's TPC.
Florida, the PGA.
We don't go there.
Oh, okay.
Weird that he'd bring up Florida first, though. That's strange.
Anyway.
So yeah, I don't know what bougie means. Bougie bad?
Nah, dude. I think it depends. If you're bougie and you're an asshole, it's bad.
Shit.
But if you're bougie and like a nice guy, dude.
We got to look at who voted.
I like fancy shit, but I like it for me. You know?
You're bougie, then.
I would say bougie. I'm bougie, but you know. I like to treat myself.
You know who's bougie? Gus.
Gus is bougie.
Gus is bougie, bro.
Gus,
Gus is definitely bougie. The compa Gus.
$38 a week on hair products, I heard.
What?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
Damn. You're willing to spend 20 racks on teeth. That's 16, bougie.
16.
That's bougie.
He has 5 gym memberships.
16. 5 gym memberships, bro.
To be fair, they're free through the insurance.
They're still memberships that you don't use.
They're free.
That's not you're bougie. Costing somebody.
When's the last time you went to the gym? Not in your house.
Fuck, dog.
You're not going to win a contest like this, fool. Give me 100 now, days. And it's done.
Dog, listen, you're bougie.
He needs to lose 25 pounds between now and June 3rd.
I got that, bro.
It's doable.
Yeah.
What are you at right now?
Well, we were talking about what?
What are you at right now?
I woke up this morning about 203.
And you need to get to 185?
Yeah.
About 203. You're like a lady, so I'm going to add 10. So 213.
Dude, that's fucked up. That might be dead out there. I might have been 213 this morning.
You were
fucking wild. Not 213, about 203.
About. Man, I know that game. 213 to 200. That's 13.
That's 185.
38 pounds. Bro, you got to lose 76 pounds before June 3rd. What the fuck? God,
375
carry the one? Fuck.
Oh, am I off? Okay, 25 pounds.
All day.
Reasonable. You got this.
It's not a problem.
Double down then.
No.
What happened? You got this all day.
No, I have a daughter on the way.
Go ahead.
And
what are you like a penguin? Are you gonna like sit on her and provide warmth? You don't need more fat.
Listen, dude.
Dude, when you play golf, can you play golf? Do you walk?
No,
but I should, dude.
That's the key, dude.
6.5 mile loop.
Obviously, almost 7
at the club. Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk with me, every day. We can meet at the golf course and
walk with
the
Lord.
You know, two laps at a 3.5 mile course, 7 quick 7 in 1 hour 15 minutes. We're done.
All right.
If you're in. You wanted me to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
This is how I hold you accountable.
All right.
Damn.
What time?
He's not holding accountable. Golf. He's helping.
The color even changed when you started lying right now. We got from yellow to red.
Lie color.
Like, what time?
Green in envy of being not.
What? What time?
Early. What works for you?
What time we walking?
What works for you?
Early. And we can take both dogs.
No, don't.
Are you going to take Stout?
No, it's for you. I'm going right after UPS. This works just for you.
Pick up Stout on the way?
Bro. You're going to lose $300.
Where the fuck do you get $300 from?
Him, me, and somebody else was here.
No, it's just you two. All
right, you're going to lose
And this motherfucker, he's not going to pay when he loses.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pay him.
Steve said he got it.
I got him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right, then let's go.
I wanted out of this, and he's like, no, we're in.
That's how much I believe in you. I'll take his bet. You want in on this shit? You want in on this action? You think you could lose 25 pounds in a month?
I don't need to lose 25. I need to lose about 10.
Okay, not you. Calm down.
Bro, I'm only 165 pounds.
You just love getting up and walking off in the middle of the set, bro.
I don't have enough money to even help
him. No, he's going
to
cry in the
what
car.
I want to do, Steve, what I want to do is let's go golf with him and walk so we get a good-ass deal.
He's going to shave, bro. I have a feeling his thighs, like inner thighs, rub when he walks, bro.
You're supposed to put deodorant on that, I heard. Like runners put deodorant on the inside of their thighs. Yeah.
Runners put lube or something on their nipples so they don't shave.
They put Vaseline or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
I might be a runner.
Golf, and Albert's good at golf because he golfs a lot. So he's always on the course, but if he had to walk, I feel like any advantage he holds over us,
gone.
It's out of the window, bro.
People don't take the sun into account too. When I first started walking, dude. I was like, I can walk. This is easy. And then it's like you're getting fucking baked out there.
Barry, what else is going on in the world?
Definitely getting baked on the golf course. Hey now, what is going on in the world? Disney on Ice. Did you go to that?
What the fuck?
Did you see that Dodger fan that caught the ball and then like switched it and threw it back?
I think
it was a Manny home run.
And you know they do that simply because they don't want to get shitted on by the home crowd.
That's littering at this point, though.
Nah,
they should be ejected from the game for littering.
They should be ejected from the game for throwing the ball back.
That's
but that being the case, a lot of people would be, this fucking guy, look at you. Started losing weight 1 gram at a time in the bathroom, fool. What'd you do in there?
What?
Out of nowhere.
Caminando, güey.
Sí, caminando y meando, bro.
We're back.
If you had to walk on the golf course with us, we are under the impression that anything that you held over us is gone. True or false?
False.
False. A la verga.
I think I play better. I stay warm.
Really?
Yeah. I play better when I walk. I go lower when I walk every time. And if I'm carrying my bag, even lower.
Brooks, when you go to Mexico, how often do you go to Mexico?
It's about every other week.
How often do you go to Mexico, not Baja California?
Every other month.
Where do you go?
Depends on where I'm asked to go to help judge or teach a class or take a test. So it's Morelia, Ciudad de Mexico, Guadalajara, Monterrey, Querétaro, San Luis Potosí. It's all over.
Look at this guy.
What's
I'm telling you.
What's your favorite Mexican city, bro?
Dude, I was blown away by Morelia.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it. I had zero expectations. Walked in. It's the airport's pretty far away from the city. Just take this long straight road. You get in there and like, wow, this is like going back in time. And it's clean and pretty.
Monterrey is sick, though.
Monterrey is sick, too. But like that's Monterrey is like.
Monterrey's bougie.
Yeah, it is.
Only when you go
into Texas. It's like
an extension of Texas. When you go into St. Pete, San Pedro. When you go into San Pedro, dog. That's when it gets bougie.
Baller as fuck. Yeah, dude. Guadalajara's baller as fuck.
I love Guadalajara, fool.
San Miguel de Allende.
You know who else loves Mexico?
Who?
White people.
Yes, they do.
And you know what's going on right now?
What?
Bunch of jerks.
They're talking shit. So it all started with tourists and people, expats going down there. And there's a report, if you want to draw that up. Barry, well,
there's that video, right?
There's a video. I forget her name, and I want to make sure that I give her all the credit that's needed on this video. That is her, Fernanda Cortez. She did a whole report on how things are quickly changing the scope of expats living in Mexico. First off, they went to Mexico City and they were complaining about how spicy the salsas are in local cuisine. And they're complaining about that, dog. Then in Mazatlan, your people decided that the music on the beach is unnecessary.
I get it.
Go ahead.
Have you been in Mazatlan?
Yeah. As soon as we got out of the cruise ship in Mazatlan, yeah,
I get it. But, dog, like, there's, like, 15 of them motherfuckers just following you around, dog. Sometimes you're like, hey, bro, I'm chilling in the pool, man. Like,
go ahead.
Keep your shit over there, you know?
Why
keep,
you like that,
sometimes, dog? Sometimes you just want a little peace and quiet. Now, that's not the place to do it, so we don't go back if we want a relaxing vacation. Mm. Right?
So you don't feel compelled to change the way they do things?
No, I go, okay, cool. Hey, Mazatlan's going to be a party town for us. If we go to Mazatlan, it's because we're doing fucking party shit. But, like, I get it. Sometimes you want to go relax at the,
dude,
in one the Mexican
instance,
sun.
In one instance, some family purchased a condo like overlooking a restaurant. And I guess at that restaurant, they have the Traca Traca playing, fool. And they
define Traca Traca. I'm sorry.
Traca Traca, like tambora. You know, like Antonio Aguilar style, fool. Like old school shit. Like,
yeah.
Old school shit, mommy. They reached out to the city leaders, the city government, and they shut down the restaurant. So it's like they're making moves because they know that some of these expats living down there are what keep the economy flowing in these small towns. I can legitimately attest to what they're saying because when we go to Guadalajara, Crystal's side of the family has their family lives like off of Chapala, like near Ajijic, down south. Like there's some nice ass fucking properties down there. And we went to a place called Ajijic, and in Ajijic, bro, it's a whole community of expats, meaning former people from the U.S., older white people from Canada and from the U.S. that set up and created their own town down there. From what I saw, though, everyone there plays by the rules. Everyone's cool. They have their own businesses. People that look like Barry are in the streets performing, dude. It's wild. It's hella wild. Fool was playing Cream, dude. In the white room with black curtains.
That's how it slaps.
They're doing everything that kind around of shit, me.
No, maybe not like, yet. Maybe not yet. But yeah, so what are your feels about that? First, you, Albert.
So,
because you're like, moving your mom down there.
Yeah, my mom. But, you know, she's in a nice neighborhood of TJ. We like San Miguel de Allende.
Go ahead.
And it's gorgeous, right? And it's a ton of expats. So, like, where we like to stay is this lady who bought the old horse hotel.
Hmm.
Horses like the animals, not like the Adelitas girls. And she turned it into three cool little Airbnbs, right? But she's all about the culture. Now, there it's kind of all the loud, you know, party shit is all kind of reserved to the town plaza. So you get it. Like, you can go do a spa or you can go do, like, a little bit of a trendier restaurant without having to, live with the additional sound pollution, if you will.
Sound pollution? You?
Every once in a while, you have to be able to have a conversation, right? And I think there's different areas for everything. So, like, in San Miguel, you're like, okay,
but you
okay,
don't
cool.
live there.
Right. So, I think in San Miguel, expats aren't necessarily trying to change it, but it is kind of, you know, just in one part of the city. So, they're like,
they're
okay,
trying
cool.
to move them.
They're just like, well, look, we're not doing anything. We're not going to build anything right there with an expectation of it not being what it already was, right? Guadalajara's not like that, dog. Like, we go there all the time. And there's no problems, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, I mean, in Baja, it's not like that. Baja, no. You can get everywhere you want, right?
I think you'll get dealt with
in Mazatlan, very quickly. I was like, fuck, dog. Like, this shit is, it's a lot. But then you're like, okay, cool. Then this isn't a relaxing type. But if you go to
They sent that fool from Grupo Firme to talk to the guy that was complaining down there. Did you see that?
Neto Coppel.
Yeah,
Neto
yeah,
Coppel
yeah.
is the hotelier down there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was fucking...
No, yo nunca dije.
No, lo que yo decía, la chingada. Yeah, he politicked his way out of it. But, yeah, like, I get... You go there with that party intention. And as long as you're going with that intention, now, like, let's say you go to Cancun, dude.
Go ahead.
To, like, a nice resort.
Uh-huh.
I'm planning a baby moon right now.
Go ahead.
That's bougie.
That's bougie.
I was like, think about a description. There
you're
you go.
You're bougie then, for sure.
So, no, I think I'm bougie adjacent. But we're planning a baby moon. And the idea behind a baby moon is, hey, we want adults-only resort.
Oh, nude.
We want, mainly for me.
Yeah.
So we want adults only. We want cool little restaurants. We want peace and quiet. We want a good spa.
Okay, but that is a resort that meets the needs of what you're looking for.
Right. But
you're
if
not
you leave
going
that resort,
into town.
You're going into the party. Yeah. But with that expectation. Now, if that party moved to that resort, I'd be like, fuck, dude, this isn't the vacation we planned.
Yeah.
So it's
all. So I guess I'm gonna ask Brooks, how many businesses do you plan on closing when you move down to Mexico?
Correct.
All of them.
Really?
They're all cool. No. Yeah. No, my goal is to retire in Jalisco or somewhere.
Where in Jalisco? That's a whole state, you just said.
Bro,
where?
Anywhere in that area.
Ameca.
Because I need to be close to a city.
Guadalajara. Ameca's
but
where
not
you
to.
Be?
No, I can't be any close to Mexico City. That shit's
Why?
Too crazy. Because every time
too
I go
spicy
there.
For you?
No, I'll be there for a week. And after about 4 or 5 days, 6 days, I'm like, I'm good.
When we were down there for a week for the Padre series,
too
traffic
much?
Was bananas, bro.
It's insane.
Bananas. It took us literally over an hour to get like from here to Broadway.
You can walk faster sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
than
we did. And we took the
subway.
We took the subway system.
That's the best.
That was weird, but it was fun.
It's the best. It's amazing. Every 60
snacks
seconds
on the
bam,
fucking
bam,
subway
bam.
Down there, dude.
So,
they were selling all these good things. Barry?
Yes, sir.
Outlook, what do you think?
I don't know. What if this is like something somebody's like weaponizing to get these fucking gringos out of the town? They're like, you know what? Just send the fucking band down there and tell them play 24/7. They'll get the fuck out. Because like you said, they're not doing it at your resort.
Yeah.
But if they ever turn that thing towards your resort. So maybe it's just like the town's way of being like, dude, get the fuck out.
It's been so bad that the local musicians like in Mazatlan, they had a what is it called? A fucking parade, but not a parade, like a manifesto.
A protest,
thank you. Where they all rallied together and they just started playing
music.
Well,
they went and played in front of that dude's hotel.
Many other people's businesses, that guy specifically, and this is taking money. Let's look at it in a much like closer scope. You're physically taking money out of these people's pocket because you don't want that to happen anymore. That being what they do for a living because you want to go down there and vacation. I don't know, dog. Something about that just rubs me the wrong way.
Well, I love rubbing you the right way, so
not as much as you love rubbing your inner thighs, bro. Them tight pants, bro. We're going to have to put a little slit in there so you can breathe.
These are
page. They're what? Bougie. They're painted on.
Page.
Go ahead.
Like jeggings, huh? Dude.
No wonder.
Bring them to yoga on 420.
You know how fucking, like in TJ, they used to give license plates. They used to limit the amount of license plates that you could have with taxis.
Okay.
Dude, and even in Mazatlan, the little, what are those things called? The little fucking taxis that they drive, they have his name. Yeah, whatever. So those things have like a limit of what they can have. Maybe something like that is the best of both worlds.
Okay.
Limit the amount of that you can have on the fucking.
That shit gets me so fired up, though.
Dude,
bring that shit to my town.
Don't get me wrong. I'm going to have it at the baby shower.
Yeah.
I'll have a fucking banda. I'll have a mariachi. I'll have a DJ. We're going to party, dog. But, like, fuck, dog. If there's 100 of them, bro, that's all you hear.
And
that shit was fucked up. There was like a nice guy playing like a concert. What was it?
Why did he move there?
Well, he was. I think the resort was offering like a hey.
No.
Yeah.
In this situation, she bought a pad like right by a restaurant.
I'm talking about the dude that was playing like a fucking harp or something. He was playing like some sort of classical instrument.
So we're allowing classical, but we're not going to allow traditional.
But it was like a 1 hour concert, and all you could hear is these three bandas within 100 feet of each other. Just playing the same Grupo Firme song, dog. And it's like, I get it, but there's time for both, right? So, like, if you limit the amount of bandas, I think would be the appropriate solution. And I'm going to get crucified for this.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of that. Like, I love dancing, dude. I'm
Donald Trump.
You know, we go to Las Pulgas and shit. Shit's tight. Jalo la banda. I'm all with it, dog. I'm all for it.
You know what you don't need to limit?
What's...
You know what you don't need to
just
limit?
Just do it, dude. Just
drinking coffee.
It. Oh.
Especially unsweetened coffee, Barry.
Like it's black coffee?
Yeah. Coffee? Maybe coffee. That's what you name your daughter.
Coffee.
Like the song on Blink's album, Cheshire Cat. Cacophony.
Cacophony, yeah.
Do not limit how much coffee intake you have. All right? Because it has been linked to lowering your risks of a lot of health bad things.
But it's just straight black coffee?
Or minimal creamer, if that's what you want. Heart health. 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day are associated with a longer life and a lower risk of heart disease and heart rhythm problems. These studies have found lower mortality. Drinking coffee, especially unsweetened coffee, is linked with a lower risk of death. And another study found. We're all going to die. So I guess you're just prolonging your life by drinking more coffee. Mm. Weight loss. Pay attention here, stretchy. Moderate consumption of caffeinated coffee may also be part of a weight management strategy. In 2023, a study noted, calling the impact an obesity effect. How much sugar does that have?
Fuck.
All right, here. This will help you too. Brain health. Dog. 2021 study found that people who drank 4 to 6 cups of coffee a day had a lower incidence of stroke and dementia.
Interesting. 4 to 6 cups of coffee?
That's put that on coffee. Ice. Brooksy. How much coffee do you drink a day?
Not even one.
Not even one?
I'll do one, maybe 2 times a week.
Are you straight edge fool?
I was.
Yeah? What is that life about?
It was about not drinking, not smoking, not fucking.
You weren't fucking?
At least you could fucking think.
Yeah.
What age?
16 to 20.
You weren't fucking between 16
and 20?
I lost
my virginity at 21 years old. That's probably the oldest motherfucker.
At Chippendales.
Jesus Christ. What was his name?
I thought you said Chuck E. Cheese. I was like, what?
Shit, dude.
Really, bro?
Yeah.
Hardcore.
I was pretty into
dedicated
church.
Dedicated to the scene, huh?
Which church?
Calvary and Methodist and Presbyterian and all that shit. Holy they would just dangle like cool things like skate parks or like snowboarding trips.
Condoms?
No.
No. Not this fall.
That's Fallbrook. That's more Fallbrook than anything. Is there's so many churches there? They just
so you want to die young because coffee is whatever for you. Keep
I
living
love
unhealthy,
coffee, but I
stay
don't
unhealthy,
drink
motherfucker.
Don't drink
Barry,
much.
What about you?
I'm drinking it right now, dude. All right, 4 cups a day at least.
You eat 4 cups a day?
Coffee.
Yeah, you think you're on camera, but you're not. It's
am
it's,
I not? No, oh, sorry, I didn't bro. Switch it.
There you go. Hey. So you do drink a lot of coffee. I drink. Wait, how about you?
I drink a shit ton of coffee,
but not the one that you have in your hand, because that's like
so
sugar,
I drink a lot
bro,
of this.
But that's sugar.
I know. I just looked at it. I didn't know that.
What do you mean?
How much is in it?
38 grams
oh,
of sugar.
Oh, shit.
That's a Coca-Cola. Yeah.
That's a lot. That's, is it?
Yeah, I think Coke's about
40. 30.
You drink soda still?
I mean, not right now during my weight loss challenge, but.
Shit. So, like, right now?
I had one yesterday. That's a shit ton of sugar, dude. But this shit's delicious. And it's, this should be $80 a gram at the Silver Dollar bathroom. This
yeah.
is fucking, it just gets you going.
On a sick one.
Hello.
I drink at least 1 cup of coffee, but I do put some, half and half in there.
Do you get
no
the,
sugar?
Oh, not just some. You put the whole in there, not even a half.
Do you get
sir,
the withdrawals?
Please do not pass judgment.
What happened? Do you get the withdrawals?
Nah.
Like I feel like I do because I drink every day, right? So if I don't have my coffee, bro, by the like by noon, I'm fucking
my
irritable.
Head hurts. I went through a string where I had a lot of coffee a day. I had at least 2 to 3 cups of coffee every day, and then I got off of it. And then yeah, my head was hurting, but it lasted like a couple days, and I was back to normal.
You know what helped you with that?
Go ahead.
Microwave.
Ladies and gentlemen, Microwave Network, a product brought to you by the homies from Microwave.
What a segue.
Dude, sunny.
That shit is
adaptogenic morning revitalization formula.
Merga.
Take 2 drops of this, man. Two of the full like tincture drops in there. Fum fum. It's just as you're having a coffee in the morning. You get hype. You get hype, man.
Neta.
So they're sponsors of the podcast now. We're gonna reach out so we can get some more, bro. Because I'm all out.
Yeah.
Go back to the image again, real quick, actually, brother. That Luna one, adaptogenic evening relaxation formula, slaps. It's
because
real.
You have to go sleep mad early,
bro,
right?
It's fucking real.
Right now you're gonna sleep with the sun up, no?
No, because I'm in at work right now, like at 3:30,
oh, okay.
4. So night pelo. But this shit, bro, right here. This is the last thing you should do before you go to sleep. This right here is when you're about to lay that nice head of hair onto your pillow.
One and a half months of growth right there,
bro. That's
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlike your teeth. Oh, but what I'm saying is,
I don't take that.
I have the gnarliest dreams with that.
That's scary, dog.
Very scary.
Because I sleepwalk, perro.
Do you really?
Yeah, and I keep all kinds of fire.
You should have
around.
A fucking treadmill next to you, fool. If you're going to sleepwalk, might as well get to losing some weight.
That was really good.
Right?
Good for you.
Thank you, sir. Your wife hates me, dog.
Good. That's
right, hit me.
And that's a big
for fan. All of your things, microwave. Make sure you make it happen. Barry, what happened? One of the cameras broke?
I think you're overheating. Yeah.
What's up, dog? Overheating. What do you have for us, brother, before we leave?
Not much. I'm just stoked to be here. It's been a cool transition to see you guys go from the basement of Three Punks in that little tiny room.
We talk a lot of shit.
To this. This is good.
We talk a lot of shit. We took it easy on you.
Well, we like him.
Yeah, well, I like South Norte. Mm. I like him. I like everything he's done for us has always been top notch.
Good guy.
Part of Emo Brown is that, giving back to the community. And this past Sunday, little wrap-up story for us.
Yo.
Yeah, bro.
That shit looked tight.
So this Sunday, we did, we took it old school because I feel like when we started the bike rides, it was to celebrate businesses.
Hell yeah.
Homies who operate these businesses having a nice little injection of an economic boost on a Sunday morning.
But for the No Baby Legs movement.
We united the tribes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was like
there's beef
drama. I didn't know.
Was there?
But there isn't. I got to the bottom. I was like, what's going on here? And they were like, well, it's because sometimes these rides you guys do are 40 plus miles. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. I said, I'm not on that shit, homie. Mm-hmm. So I came back. DB Styles reached out to me. A couple of the homies were like, hey, let's just celebrate like at least once a month. We do a business visit. And I said, up it twice a month. So for all of you guys that want to ride with us, Baby Leg Riders and Emo Brown Sunday Service Riders, we're uniting at least twice a month to do two local business-owned rides.
The fucking Justice League.
At least once a month, we're going to go to the Tour de Punks. We do the Little Italy drop. We'll go somewhere in Little Italy, visit the brewery, come back as well. And that other day in the month, we're going to reach out to one of the homies. This week, we went to visit Chris of Common Theory Public House.
Oh, look at that group. Is that Chicali on the right,
dude, though? Yeah, my pops there. Look at it. He's banging that I Love Chula Vista, fool. Look at me. I got Ollie in the background on my shoulders, bro. It was a fun time.
Where'd you start?
We start at the brewery or we start here at headquarters.
Well, how did you take what route or what?
I'll tell you this much, bro.
Those are fucking uphills, right?
I was dying.
Yeah.
I was legit dying.
And so glad I did not go that way.
Yeah, dude.
This motherfucker just showed up. He was just there.
That's what I was
going
to do. I told the wife, let's just go grab
coffee. But you did.
Is Steve going to be there? I'm like, yeah.
Real shit, homie? Why he doesn't like me, dog?
Nah, fuck you with you. We were shopping.
This is real?
We were shopping.
This is real.
We went to go see what the fuck?
Strollers.
A stroller. A stroller guy at fucking Nordstrom. Like a stroller.
Bougie.
A stroller expert. Anyway, go ahead. Neither here nor there. Go.
You need to have a button, Barry, that just says bougie, and we push that shit. Anytime one of us says some bougie shit, he's like,
yeah. Bougie.
Yeah. You got to get a bugaboo.
What is that?
It's up right by the Three Punks, Little Italy spot.
That's
the brand, bugaboo.
I don't know.
That sounds bougie.
One of our friends.
It's not. It's local.
It's dope. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Common Theory. Local as fuck. We went out there. We celebrated. There was about 40 of us. We did the bike ride. Hills galore, bro. I went the route that the heavyweights go, like these heavy hitter bike riders. There was four nonstop hills back to back.
That was my concern, dog.
Yeah.
Remember I told you, I'm like, how the
legitimate
fuck you
concern,
get up there?
Bro. Legitimate concern.
I'll pass out.
I did a little pre-planning. I was proactive in my attack on Sunday. One of my friends, little Rob, Door 41 Hooligan, he was out there. And he says, hey, I think my wife is going to pick me up. And I was like, hey. Have her bring the truck.
She's picking us up.
Yeah, so she totally brought the truck. I loaded my bike into his truck. Wifey came by. We had some breakfast. We had some drinks. The whole family was there. My wife, my kids, my parents, my sister, Sean, my nephew, Gus, his wife, his daughter. Everybody was out there. Over 40 heads. That's all the support. Chris, El Compa Cristian at Common Theory. Welcome to the neighborhood. That is our welcome to the neighborhood gift.
It was we sitting at that big long table with everybody too. Like
we did
like
a real cheers,
like, family
bro.
Breakfast, and like everybody was just like
we did a cheers.
And you said they did
bro.
Like a special breakfast menu, right?
Yeah, chilaquiles, mojo loco, pollito, Wow, what kind of chicken? It was like grilled chicken. And then what else? I'm missing chilaquiles. Did I say chilaquiles?
Yeah, chilaquiles. Say it again, dude. Loco moco.
Yeah.
Loco moco?
Yeah.
But it's like diced up.
Wait, is it loco moco or moco loco?
Loco moco.
Because I got some moco loco right now, bro.
Yeah, moco loco is like, hey, chicken say, I think loco moco is the name of the food.
Loco moco is the Hawaiian shit, right? With the egg and the hamburger.
Hamburger.
Yeah.
Head on down there. Just because we want to support the homies, and this is what it's all about. We're going to be doing more rides. Next week, I think these savages are doing another 40, 50 miler. And the week after that, the same. So I won't be going. But I will be there the first week and the second week. And you will too. And you will too.
Dude, who fixes bikes that's listening to this podcast?
The bike whisperer. The bike whisperer.
Reach out to me. I have two flat tires. And that shit.
This motherfucker, reach out to me. Shit,
you
homie.
Told me, hey, I need you there tomorrow. I'm like, bro, I don't even have a bike.
You have a Peloton you don't use. You have a gym that you built in your house that you don't use. You probably hang your towels to dry out there. You have five memberships to gyms that you don't go to unless there's a fucking deli.
I don't know where the
deli,
fuck you got five
unless
memberships
Unless they sell
from.
Gabagool in there. That's the only reason you've been going, Gabagool.
So what, no fucking ZD?
No fucking ZD? Oh, that's great, bro.
Shut up. There you go.
Let's go. Let's support, dog. Let's do the thing. Let's make sure we're out there doing good in the hood. This is what we started this whole thing about. I'm going rogue.
So wait, the first two weekends are what?
First two weekends of the month are going to be the easier rides.
What are they?
One of them to Little Italy and one of them to a local business. If you are a local business,
reach out.
In the neighborhood, South Bay, Barrio Logan, where else? Anywhere local that we
National
can ride.
City?
Yeah, well, within, South Bay, with South Bay that we could go and help support. That we can. Benitians apparently don't need help. If we can go and support, reach out to us. Reach out to us in the DM. Become part of the social club. Do your thing and we'll do ours. We were able to inject a nice little healthy start to their Sunday.
Yeah.
Not necessarily saying that these guys need it. They are a top quality brand.
Yeah.
They execute top notch. Great beer menu, bro. Top notch beer menu.
They South North are there or no?
No.
I dropped like a can sample off, so we'll see if we can get in there.
How long ago was this?
2 weeks ago.
It's not happening. Oh, shoot. Let me be the one to burst that fucking bubble for you, dude. Quick. No. Great menu. Great tap list. Everything's awesome. Local guy went to Bonita. What's up? That's right.
Localish.
Colonia Libertad.
Local guy.
Very local. Let's go out there. So if you have a business you want us to go support, we'd love to. Like, this costs nothing to you. Actually, I lie. It does cost a little something.
We
eat
for free?
You gotta open early. If you don't normally open like by 9:30, you know, like you'll have to open a little early. But aside from that, you know, we'll make sure that we come out and support heavy. So reach out, send us a message. Shoot us a text. We'll get it done, bro.
The only ride I ever did was the Hoppy Days. That was bomb.
You liked it, right?
That was great.
Yeah, only because he
buys
your
drinks. That was my first ride.
Because he supports your brand. I get it. Support those who support you.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's what this is all about, Barry. One day I'm going to get everybody to go watch you play.
One day. Hey, you came out and that was cool.
I did come out,
finally,
bro.
Finally. After how long?
We went to the Elwood and watched him play.
How was he?
I got him drunk.
Chicle was there.
Chicle was there.
Caesar was there.
Caesar was there?
Caesar's usually there. Caesar.
Aisha was there.
But I wasn't.
Yeah.
Aisha. Oh, huh? You got beef with Caesar?
Nah, I love Caesar.
All right, cool. Speaking of Caesar, seat number four is somewhere here.
We'll get him. That's Caesar.
No, not that. That's Caesar. Oh, that's my Caesar. Caesar Torres. Mm. Wrap it up, Barry. What else you got for us?
That's it.
That's it? Simple like a pimple.
Yeah, right, thank you guys for coming out. The bike ride was fucking fun, and one day I'll be back on them. My bike is here at the warehouse, so probably when we start off at the warehouse again, I'll go with you guys.
Ryan Brooks, thank you for stopping by, being part of this Local Love Monday. Very appreciative of your straight edge, no love making, no cheese eating, no liquor consumption, living life. Good on you. How long ago was that?
2000.
So you live like a savage now.
Yeah.
Good on you, bro. Well deserved. Congratulations on all of your accomplishments.
Thank you. No, thanks for having me on here today. It was awesome.
This is your home.
Party boys.
Whenever you need anything from us, we're here for you. Make sure you go support South Norte anywhere, everywhere, always, bro.
The bougiest of the ready to drinks. Yo, this shit was delicious.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing this. Where can I pick some of these up?
Again, we're doing this good.
Your good old local Trader Joe's, Ralph's, some Vaughn's, some Albertsons.
That's it,
your good liquor stores around here, South Bay Liquor for sure.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Eskaya Market.
Eskaya Market.
Good old Corks and Bottles over there close to the...
Yo, Eskaya Market's the Brandywine guys too, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm fucking Brandywine all the time. Like, bro, you had it. Bring it back in. So, hey, bring it back in, guys.
Bring it back in to Brandywine, yeah.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
The weekly podcast.